Nolte, Failed Democrat-Run Cities Board Up Stores Fearing Left-Wing Rioters. By John Nolte on November 2, 2020. Over and over we are seeing the spectacle of failed Democrat-run cities being forced to board up their own storefronts in anticipation of left-wing riots on election night, most especially in the event of a victory for President Donald Trump. Imagine that. Democrats are terrified that their own ideological colleagues will destroy their own Democrat-run cities. Cities like Washington, D.C., New York, San Francisco, Seattle, Boston, Portland, and Los Angeles. Cities Democrats run, have run for decades, and have done so without any real opposition from Republicans. This is how failed these Democrat-run cities are. This is how poorly, not only the government is run, but the police departments and the school systems. By way of Democrats and the media refusing to accept an electoral loss as anything other than proof the American system is broken and they got cheated. By way of police departments, run by Democrat mayors and governors, that cannot protect the public. By way of public schools that do not teach civics but only victimization. This is what you get, city after city run exclusively by Democrats terrorized into boarding things up like something out of the horror movie The Purge, where violence is expected and allowed for one night each year. Also to blame, of course, are the national media and National Democrat Party, who have spent the last 4 years legitimizing and encouraging political violence, especially at the hands of the domestic political terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. If you have to board up your city, especially because you are afraid of your own ideological allies, there simply is no bigger sign of a city's failure than that. I don't see anyone boarding anything up out here in rural America. I don't see anyone worried Trump supporters are going to burn anything down, much less their own communities, if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris win. No one in Washington, D.C., New York, San Francisco, Seattle, Boston, Portland, and Los Angeles are boarding things up fearing Trump voters, even though the polls are telling us a Biden win is the most likely outcome. And if Chicago, Baltimore, and Detroit aren't boarding things up, it's only because the Democrats in those cities are either too incompetent to think ahead or too broke to afford the plywood. Over the weekend, thousands, maybe millions of Trump supporters attended rallies, drove and sailed in parades, marched down the street, and nothing. No windows broken, no one assaulted, I'm not even hearing about litter. Just a little incident involving aggressive driving. But if you watch the video closely, it looks like the white car was the aggressor and veered into the Trump driver's lane. Not the other way around, which is how the fake media are portraying it. Trump supporters, Republicans in general, are able to gather together and protest and assemble peacefully, while Democrat-run cities are violently besieged and marauded by their own ideological allies. Democrats are forced to board up their failed cities. Democrats live in third-world conditions because they keep voting for Democrats. And yet, they keep voting for Democrats. Hard to feel sorry for them. I don't. Not anymore. You get what you vote for, and you voted for this. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.